Welcome back to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. I'm Brittany Sheets, and I'm here with Angela Bachman today.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you to AFGE and the UMWA for supporting the show. We appreciate you.
And joining us right now, we've got a special interview for you guys. We've got Joanne Grossi. She is the AARP Pennsylvania State President. So welcome to the program, Joanne.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So for anyone who might not realize it, or, you know, maybe not know what AARP is, maybe someone's a little bit younger. Man, my words. Oh, I'm like tongue-tied right now. What do you guys do at AARP as far as your advocacy and just what your organization does?
Oh, great. Thanks for that question. Well, for anyone who doesn't know, AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit or nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. And so part of that, we have about 38 million members. And part of that mission then is to advocate for, you know, programs and services that benefit older Americans, including certainly Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and, you know, this recent healthcare legislation.
Yeah.
Healthcare has been a very newsworthy topic lately, and it seems to be always, it's a little bit tumultuous right now. People don't know what to expect or what to think. Can you tell us a little bit about what AARP's position is on that, both nationally and for the state?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I mean, we've really been all in on this issue. You know, we've been vehemently opposed to all the legislation offered by both the House and the Senate, all the different iterations. We're really against it. We don't see anything that's useful for these bills in terms of benefiting people over 50. You know, some of the things including that people currently under the Affordable Care Act, what people know as Obamacare, people over 50 can be charged three times as much for their premiums as somebody who's younger. But one of the key points of the legislation that we're really against that's been proposed is people over 50 now could be charged as much as five times as much than a younger person. And for some people, you know, this is going to be really significant difference. It's not, you know, hyperbole to say some people will be looking at paying $18,000 more a year than they're paying right now. I mean, some people will be looking at half their income going to paying for premium. So we really see nothing in any of the proposed legislation that's beneficial to older Americans. And so we've really been fighting this law, meeting with all the members of Congress and U.S. senators, and really telling them we're going to hold them accountable to how they vote for this. We've been really forceful on this issue.
Well, it seems like it's working. What was the response that you've gotten so far from those people?
It has worked. I agree with you. I think it has really worked. You know, in a state like Pennsylvania, where I'm based, for example, we had targeted four members of Congress who are Republican and asked them to, you know, vote against the law, and all four voted against it because we, you know, met with them, with their constituents, letting them know that we were against this law really strongly and that it was going to hurt older Pennsylvanians and older Americans. And so we were really successful in targeting members and letting them know that, again, not only were we against it, we were actually going to let our members know how did they vote on this bill and hold them accountable for their vote.
So have you guys been doing any sort of, I'm sure you have been, but doing any sort of public outreach with individuals within the state or any way of how are you educating and or how are people responding to this news?
Yeah, so in a state like Pennsylvania, we have about 1.9 million members, and we've been doing, you know, email blasts, Facebook posting, even teletown halls with members of Congress. So really letting our members know where we stand on this issue, encouraging them to get in touch with their members of Congress and U.S. senators, and even, you know, state representatives, and voicing their opinion on it. And like I said, we've even met with all the Pennsylvania delegation, brought in constituents, set up meetings both in Washington, D.C. and their district offices. So, you know, really working with our members to let them know what's going on, encouraging to them for them to get involved, encouraging to, you know, both telephone, email, and meet with their members to let them know how they feel about this proposed legislation.
So what would you guys like to see? Obviously, everything that's been proposed has been subpar. What would your dream bill look like?
Well, I think we're looking for anything that helps stabilize the current health insurance marketplace. I don't have to tell you both that, you know, in this country now, 23 million Americans have health insurance who didn't have it, you know, on October 1st, 2013, before the marketplace opened and, you know, the Affordable Care Act took effect, including Medicaid expansion. You know, the uninsured rate in this country has dropped now to 8.6%. That's the lowest it's been since they've taken record of the insurance rates in this country. So, you know, 23 million Americans whose health insurance is in jeopardy now, that's real life and death issues. So we're, you know, taking that, you know, very seriously. So what we're looking for at the moment is really making sure how do they stabilize the marketplace and how do they continue with Medicaid expansion. You know, in a state like Pennsylvania, 725,000 people have health insurance now who didn't have it before because of Medicaid expansion. And most of them are working people, but it also helps our disabled and our elderly who are in nursing homes. A lot of people don't realize Medicaid helps people in nursing homes. And so, you know, we're just really encouraging to make sure they do fixes that stabilize the marketplace and keep Medicaid expansion in place.
So I see that you guys have two events coming up. One is going to be in Pittsburgh, and then one is going to be in Erie. And this is, I like this idea. It's kind of like a town hall kind of sort of thing. You guys are holding a conversation on the future of healthcare. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. There's going to be the event in Erie, which is going to be on Monday, the August 21st, at the Hurt Auditorium, starting at 7 o'clock. And then we're going to have one at Bethel Park Community Center on Tuesday, the 22nd, at the Bethel Park Community Center, also starting at 7 o'clock. And this is going to be, you know, as the name suggests, that it's going to be a conversation about the future of healthcare from important organizations like the Office of Rural Health and League of Women Voters and the Pennsylvania Health Access Network and, you know, the AAAs, the Area Agencies on Aging. So, you know, different organizations talking to members of the community about, you know, both services that they offer to make sure people know about it, what their perspective is on the proposed legislation, and again, what we see the future of healthcare being. So free, there'll be refreshments there, and we really hope people will attend.
Awesome. Well, I think this is a great way to get involved, get the community out, and really have good conversations with the people that this truly affects and or their families.
I agree. Thank you. And and thank you for allowing me to speak about that. We hope everyone will come.
Of course. Now, if anybody, you know, wants to get in touch with you guys, online or maybe check out where these events are, some more information, where can they go?
Yeah. So the phone number, if you want to know more about the event, is 877-926-8300.
All right.
Or if you wanted to look on the web, it's aarp.cvent.com. So that's much more complicated. I'd encourage you dialing 877-926-8300.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Joanne. This has been great.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, guys. That was Joanne Grossi. She is the AARP president for the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Brittany Sheets here with Angela Bachman, and you've been listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.